Sermon 82. Certainly this world is a dirty watering place and a muddy source of drinking. Its appearance is attractive, and its inside is destructive. It is a deception, a vanishing reflection, and a bent pillar. When its despiser begins to like it, and he who is not acquainted with it feels satisfied with it, then it raises and puts down its feet in joy, entraps him in its trap, makes him the target of its arrows, and puts round his neck the rope of death, taking him to the narrow grave and fearful abode in order to show him his place of stay and the recompense of his acts. This goes on from generation to generation. Neither death stops from cutting them asunder, nor do the survivors keep aloof from committing sins. Death and resurrection, they are emulating each other and proceeding in groups towards the final objective and the rendezvous of death, till when matters come to a close, the world dies and resurrection draws near. Allah would take them out from the corners of the graves, the nests of birds, the dens of beasts, and the centers of death. They hasten towards His command and run towards the place fixed for their final return, group by group, quiet, standing, and arrayed in rows. They will be within Allah's sight and will hear everyone who would call them. They would be having the dress of helplessness and covering of submission and indignity. At this time, contrivances would disappear. Desires would be cut. Hearts would sink quietly. Voices would be curbed down. Sweat would choke the throat. Fear would increase. And ears would resound with the thundering voice of the announcer, calling towards the final judgment, award of recompense, striking of punishment, and paying of reward.